Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest,
live in studio, Native American soul singer Martha Redbone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Yes, good morning. Tyler's back. Daddy's home.
Hello.
We're very excited. We've got Martha Redbone in the studio.
Indeed. And I'm sure I've got a lot to report from a bus trip across the entire United States. I realized this morning I've been in every time zone, and that's why I woke up at 4:30.
Good. Well, we're glad to have you back. There's lots to do around here. The place is a mess.
Good. I'll clean it up. USS will call in as well this morning. They're performing tonight at KX Presents at Marine Room Tavern, which I'm very, very excited for. Nice to be back, Jason Fetty.
Yeah, dead excited. Welcome home.
Man, that is cool. Bob Moses is the name of the band out of Vancouver. They're electronic duo who just performed on The Ellen Show. Song's called Tearing Me Up on KX93.5. And now this.
On KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
All right, then.
It makes me laugh. Bob Moses is a great name.
It's a great name.
It's brilliant, isn't it? What if Moses' first name actually was Bob?
Maybe that's what they're insisting.
Bob, go up that mountain, would you, and get them stone slab things?
Changes everything. All right, we're going to do some local news and a couple international stories for you now in the morning news. A local couple has contributed the largest gift the Laguna Beach Community Clinic has received to date to ensure the clinic's ongoing operations. The clinic announced this week that Bill and Sue Gross donated $1 million to the clinic's endowment fund over the past 2 years. They are longtime supporters of the clinic and have also helped fund daily operations and the teen clinic. Sue Gross, president of the Gross Family Foundation, says she toured the clinic a few years ago with her son Nick and was impressed by the volume of patients served and a full spectrum of health programs provided. She says, like all residents of Laguna Beach, we want to see our community healthy, so investing in the clinic was a natural choice for us. The clinic serves more than 4,200 patients living and working in and around Laguna Beach.
Fantastic.
What a remarkable couple they are.
They're amazing, aren't they?
Yeah.
She was impressed by the volume of patients served. When I was there, it was quite quiet. The volume joke there? No?
I didn't get it.
Too early? Okay. But it's a great place, the community clinic. Volume. Never mind. It's a brilliant place as well, too. It's really amazing how it serves the community. For years before I had fancy health insurance, I went to the community clinic. And there are no slouches down there. The doctors down there are some of them are really kind of award-winning dudes.
Well, Bill and Sue Gross are almost single-handedly responsible for Laguna Beach being a town of great medical services. They donated something like, I think it was $50 million to Mission Hospital just last year.
Where did they get $50 million from?
Well, we'll talk about that later.
What do they do? How do you get that kind of money?
Investing. and now the emergency room at Mission Hospital is named after them. I know,
really?
Because yeah. I was just there.
You're
when
just
I broke
there,
my
right?
toe. Yeah. All
right. Yeah. What's it, and is it, and their name is Bill and
Sue Gross.
Sue Gross.
PIMCO. You're not familiar?
Yes, I'm totally familiar. In fact,
you just want to make $50 million.
I was the cantor at their grandson's bar mitzvah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they rented the Padres, the entire stadium, yeah.
Oh,
and
my.
And they built like a whole production down there for this kid. It was like the Holy Temple.
That might be the world's greatest bar mitzvah.
It was outrageous. I've got photographs of it.
Was the stadium full?
Nope.
Oh no.
They were just down on the like near the mound.
Okay.
On the field, is that what they call it? And yeah. So very cool. Yeah, they're interesting people. Brilliant. Good for them. Well, I'm glad they're doing charitable stuff in the town. And the clinic is just a brilliant, brilliant organization and well worth supporting.
Well, that's your local news this morning, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. A couple in international stories now. Two people were shot dead and three injured in what police call a very targeted attack at a camp for homeless people in Seattle. Authorities said no one has been arrested and they are looking for two persons of interest. The victims lived at the encampment known as the Jungle, south of downtown Seattle. One woman died at the scene, and one man was brought to a hospital in Seattle and later died. Police believe it was very targeted. According to Assistant Seattle Police Chief Bob Murner, last November, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray declared a state of emergency regarding homelessness in Seattle and said he would pledge $7 million to the crisis. "I can't help but wonder, did I act too late?" he said at a press briefing. He said the camp has been an unmanageable and out of control for almost two decades.
Yeah, I included this story because I know that we've got issues with the homeless here in town, but it clearly is nothing like Seattle. So, I mean, we could, you know, the ASL in the canyon there, the alternative sleeping location. It's a lot of things, but we couldn't call it a jungle.
No, nor a state of emergency.
Right.
It's a good reminder of our town.
Exactly. We do have some problems, there's no doubt, and it's an ongoing debate, discussion, conversation, but things could be worse.
And finally this morning, the U.S. Treasury has told the press that it considers Russian President Vladimir Putin to be corrupt.
No.
Right.
Say it ain't so.
Top story. The U.S. government has already imposed sanctions on Putin's aides, but it is thought to be the time it is directly, this sentence doesn't make any sense, accuse him of corruption. His spokesman told journalists that none of these questions or issues need to be answered. They are pure fiction. Last week, a public inquiry said Putin had probably approved the murder of ex-spy Alexander Litvinenko. Litvinenko, a former Russian Federal Security Service agent and fierce critic of Putin, was poisoned in London by radioactive polonium in his cup of tea. Adam Sussman, who oversees U.S. Treasury sanctions, has said the Russian president is corrupt and the U.S. government has known this for many, many years.
Yeah, it's a brilliant story. It's real sort of Cold War cloak and dagger. This Litvinenko guy was in hospital for some other purpose. He was overnight in hospital. And while he was in hospital, people, like spy versus spy dudes from the Russian, what do they call them there? You read it out. They're not the, it's not the...
The Kremlin?
The Kremlin or whatever. It's not the, they used to have another name, the Russian spy service.
Oh, the FSB? The Federal Security Service.
Yeah. That's right. So those guys snuck into the hospital and put, was it plutonium?
Yeah, it was radioactive, no, polonium.
Polonium.
I'm not familiar with polonium.
No, polonium. It sounds like a sausage, doesn't it?
I mean, aside from the U.S. admitting the fact that this is obvious to us, it's not really much of a story, is it? I mean,
that Putin is
corrupt. Okay.
Yeah, but corrupt is one thing, but, to put him polonium in people's tea, that's really outrageous.
You've watched House of Cards, right?
Yeah.
Because they have a fictional Russian president, but it's really supposed to be Putin, and he's just doing a bunch of evil stuff.
Is this part of the sort of thing? I mean, they love to demonize us in Russia and blame all their economic problems and whatnot on the West. Do we still, do we use them as a scapegoat because it's easy? I don't know. Nobody knows anything. Who knows whether Putin's corrupt or not?
I don't know.
He's a weird-looking geezer, and he takes his shirt off at every opportunity. I don't know.
He's easy to make fun of.
Yeah.
That's your news this morning. Thanks, Jason Fetty.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Doc.
So coming up, I'll tell you about driving across the country in a 30-foot yellow school bus.
Can't wait.
Good.
Daily Scramble Live.
Jazz fusion. Is that what that is? What is it?
It's Joe Jackson.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. Called Oh Well.
Big stuff.
Hello, Jason Fetty.
Yo.
I have spent the last 7 days driving in a straight line, mostly on Interstate 10, from Raleigh, North Carolina, to Tucson, where I'm from, where we finally gave up and I flew the rest of the way home. And the bus remains, the 30-foot school bus that was driven by myself and my father, remains in Tucson, and we'll go fetch it later.
Okay.
It was the longest trip I've ever been on.
Yep.
Our average speed we mathed out was 50 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So at 2,500 miles, 50 miles an hour, took us 2 days longer than we expected.
Right.
However, what a remarkable way to see this country.
Was it noisy? The bus is noisy.
Extraordinarily.
Oh, my God.
So people asked, did you and your dad have some really, heartfelt conversations? Yeah, if we screamed them at each other. And we had this little Bose speaker, just this little speaker that we just set on the dashboard, and I Bluetooth my phone, and volume all the way up, you could just barely hear it. So yeah, that was our whole entertainment.
You don't think of that stuff when you plan these kinds of things, do you?
No, you're just like going to drive across the country.
Yeah, it's going
to
be great.
But wait, 14 hours a day in a car in a straight line where you can't really talk and you can't really hear the music.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, I don't know. Can you read a book?
Not while driving the bus.
No, but if you're the passenger.
You know, I didn't read much books. No, I just kind of looked out the window.
It makes me feel a bit queasy anyway, reading a book in the passenger
seat. I'm sure there's many, many stories that I will think of as time goes on. But first of all, the bus doesn't have a second chair. It has one chair for the driver.
Of course.
Because it's been converted. It's been converted to like an RV. So there are no seats in the bus except for the driver's chair. So that was the first problem. Upon my dad picking me up in Atlanta, which is where he picked me up from picking it up in North Carolina, escaping the winter storm, getting me, we realized we had no chair. So I sat in my suitcase for the first like 7 hours. Then we went to Walmart and bought a rolling office chair, but we didn't put the wheels on it.
So it would sit on the ground.
It would sit on the ground, and we strapped it to the bus with some like heavy duty trailer straps. The problem is, however, office chairs roll back and forth,
yeah,
right?
They bounce.
They lean back. So even with the position locked, it's like riding a horse through the whole country. So I was bouncing. The passenger was always bouncing.
Oh, no, you're going to need some chiropractic help, aren't you?
Driver.
Need a massage at this point.
You get used to it. It feels like a virtual reality ride because everything that happens, you feel.
You have to go with it.
Yeah, exactly. So that was one thing. And we went to, I think, 10 states, started in Raleigh, where my dad picked up the bus because he left early, given that the storm was coming through.
Yeah, big storm over there back east.
He almost escaped it, except he spent the night in Boiling Springs, South Carolina, and then woke up and noticed that there was 7 inches of snow on the bus and on the freeway.
Oh, my gosh.
So he said, well, I better keep going, because if I don't get out of it now, I'm going to be stuck in it for a week.
Yeah.
So he did. He left. I flew into Atlanta last minute. He left early in the morning and drove 15 miles an hour on the freeway, and picked me up in Atlanta, and we kept going.
Crazy.
And the bus, since it's the slowest thing on the freeway, is passed by semi-trucks every couple minutes.
Right.
So you're in a huge honking wide 30-foot vehicle, and an even bigger one sweeps right by you on the left. Pretty nerve-wracking.
And everybody hates you on the road because you're going slow.
Well, not if you're a yellow school bus. You actually demand quite a bit of respect as a yellow school bus.
Of course you would. Yeah. Has it got one of those stop signs that you flip out at the back?
It doesn't have the flippy, but it does on the back door say stop in big letters.
Yeah.
So nobody honked once, you know, across the whole country. We didn't get pulled over. We went through like border patrol and stuff, and they just wave you through. Nobody cares because you're a school bus.
Wow.
Which is great. I've never demanded that much respect on the road before.
Of course. Nobody wants to hit a school bus.
But the only bad thing that happened, which is remarkable, I mean, nothing bad happened, is the mirror got sideswiped by a semi-truck once that was passing. Other than that, no problem.
Fine. Yeah, people give you a wide berth.
Exactly.
Funny, I don't know why I'm thinking of this, but if you go to the back of the school bus and there's an old gentleman in his school uniform, never got off the bus, like the guy that was left in Vietnam, still thinks there's a war on.
Like he's still in his school clothes, thinking we're taking him to school.
I don't know why I came up with that. It's just because it's early in the morning. It is an adventure, but that's why this all makes sense now. Because when we talked to you yesterday, mm-hmm. and we said, you asked you, you know, how is it with your dad, blah, 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 and you sounded confused. And when I put the phone out, I said to Ava, something's not right there. And this, what it is you've been sitting in a bus and you haven't said a word to him. How's things with your dad? And you went, I think they're okay. And we're like, oh, my God, that doesn't sound good. But it's only because you hadn't talked to him. You couldn't speak
to him. It's too loud.
You need to get some of those things that those Harley Davidson drivers have, the headset with the mic on it, you know, so you can...
Actually, that would have been a good idea.
That would have worked,
would have been a good idea. But we went to some really cool places. We intentionally drove out of our way to go to New Orleans, which I've only been to once when I was really little.
Yep.
So it's a couple weeks till Mardi Gras. And I didn't realize they start celebrating... a month in advance.
Right, I'm prepping it, I'm sure.
There's parades every night until Mardi Gras. Bourbon Street is insane. I mean, they're already doing the bead-throwing thing off the balcony. And we saw a very lewd, adult-themed parade that's basically floats that are depicted as genitalia over and over and over again.
Love it. I did a story while you were away about a car in Russia that had a big snow penis on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's so, basically was this parade.
I love those kinds of things, yeah.
And we had dinner at Cape Hall's and went to the Jazz Preservation Society.
Yeah.
I bought a voodoo chicken foot. New Orleans was cool, man.
Brilliant. Where else did you go? So you went to, you drove, so Caroline, I'm trying to picture it on the map.
Yeah.
You went down south.
Because we were intentionally going to Tucson. Otherwise, we would have cut right across the country through Oklahoma. But since we were going to Tucson, we went down basically North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama. We spent the night in Montgomery and saw some cool old Martin Luther King historic things, like the first church he was a pastor at. Mm. And then we went, basically the next stop was New Orleans, Montgomery to Mississippi to New Orleans. We had dinner on the bayou in Gulfport, Mississippi. Really cool. And then basically the rest is Texas. It's just
Texas
for a long time.
But that's
the
nice way to go, because otherwise, as you say, you're going through kind of Oklahoma. It's kind
of
boring.
It's really nothing exciting.
Whatever. But yeah, no, the deep south, I'm fascinated. Love to go. I'm going to Mobile, Alabama for the day.
I was almost there. Mm. Yeah, just drove right by it.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you've had a thing. You've had a journey.
Absolutely.
And now the bus is almost here, and soon we'll find out what the heck you're doing with it.
Oh, yeah. That's the main thing. Everyone's asking, why'd you do this?
Yeah.
Well, I can't tell you.
I know.
Unfortunately, I cannot tell you yet. People have guessed some really interesting things. Mm. They think it's a Burning Man vehicle, that we're going to go to Burning Man and you know, live in the desert for
you
a bit.
Do that if you want.
People think it's going to be a KX mobile, which is a fair guess.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff.
What would we do with it, though, at the station? Where would we park it?
Place to park it, I really need a
spot. We're
going
to give it away in a competition.
After all that. That's basically the tale. I mean, I'm sure I've got a lot of things that happen along the way that I'm forgetting.
Yeah. Well, you'll remember them as they come back, Tyler.
Indeed.
And you need to the catharsis of getting rid of them out of your brain. Please, you know, use this as a forum for your therapy.
Went to a really cool town in Texas called Junction, Texas.
Wow.
Got a hamburger steak at Isaac Restaurant.
Is it an intersection of two roads? Must be.
I think it must be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
America, eh?
All right. Coming up this morning, we've got the band USS going to be on the phone at 9 a.m. They are performing at KX Presents tonight. Very excited about that. And Martha Redbone at Segerstrom is going to be live in studio doing some Native American soul singing.
Soul-y blues.
I don't know
stuff.
What that means, but I'm excited.
Yeah. Got a story here that I think you'll find quite amusing. Patients in the Danish capital of Copenhagen. Hagen will soon be taken to hospital to the sound of soothing music. Authorities in Copenhagen's capital region have invested in 79 ambulances, which will offer, quotation marks, a better and safer experience, including a choice of music or nature sounds. The rollout follows a successful trial in the North Jutland region with 17 vehicles, which cost $145,000 each, where some 70% of patients said they enjoyed the new experience, according to reports. Creating a more relaxing environment, such as removing rattling implements, it's always very annoying when you're in an ambulance and you're worried about your heart, will reassure patients in the life-threatening situations, especially if they face a long trip to the nearest hospital.
So you're telling me
I'm
riding my bike,
yep.
I get hit by a bus.
Bang.
My leg
school
is
bus.
My femur breaks.
Driven by your dad.
I'm in excruciating pain. I get in an ambulance, I'm screaming, I'm begging for morphine.
In Danish.
And all of a sudden
you get little tweety noises and some music, soothing music.
I'm supposed to be soothed.
You get some soothing music. Do, 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 do. And it comes on. It's great. What's wrong with that?
I find it a little bit like...
This is socialized medicine, by the way, in Denmark. The taxpayer pays for this. Nothing wrong with that. It's great.
I find it... I don't know if condescending is the right word, but I find it like belittling. Like, oh, you broke your femur? Here's some Tweety Birds.
But they're not just laying you there. This music should help you. They put the music on and then they attend to you. But the music... It's like when you're having a massage. They play that blinky plonky music
right,
in the background.
Right, right.
It's only like that. It's nice of them.
I don't like it.
Don't you? Well, you can tell them to turn it off next time you're in Copenhagen with a broken leg.
And the people who are quoted in the story said, yeah, I like the new ambulance, as if they've been picked up several times before in the old ambulance.
True enough. What? I don't know. It's a weird story, really.
Whatever, Denmark.
Nah, but...
That should be their slogan. Hashtag whatever.
Whatever, Denmark.
Hey, you know, Iggy Pop and Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age are going on a tour together. Isn't that awesome?
He's got a new record out, Iggy Pop, hasn't he? Yep, he has. You've been away. But I'm telling you, he has.
I guess he does.
Yeah, we've been playing the song.
Iggy Pop and Queens of the Stone Age. The closest show to us will be at the Greek Theater in L.A. on April 28th.
Cool.
Want to hear an Iggy Pop song?
Yep.
Good.
Daily Scramble Live.
Quickly in local traffic, 3rd Street Hill remains closed from Park Avenue to Mermaid. It's been closed pretty much every day for several weeks. I don't really know what they're doing, but I imagine at some point they'll reopen it.
Yeah.
I saw The Revenant yesterday, finally. And I know you've already seen it.
I have.
And we've spoken about how you thought it was just drab and dark and boring.
I've gotten over it now, but now I'm reliving it.
I apologize because I'm like the person who just saw the Titanic. I'm like, have you seen the Titanic? And then you have to talk about it again.
Yeah.
I'm that person.
Go on then.
If Leo wins an Oscar for this movie.
I'm leaving the country.
That's how I feel. Look, I'm a Leonardo DiCaprio fan.
I'm leaving the planet.
I'm a fan of his, and I'm happy that his career has been so successful.
Tremendous.
And I'm just as mad as you that he hasn't won an Oscar.
No, and he gets better as he gets older, and he's going to be, he really is the sort of, he's going to be one of those iconic actors, you know, he's going to be another De Niro.
He is, Pacino. Totally.
Who's the big, Orson Welles he reminds me of, you know, he's that sort of guy.
But if he wins an Oscar for crying and grunting, for 2.5 hours.
Exactly.
I will be very upset.
He's good at grunting.
He has 4 lines of dialogue.
Yeah.
Or something ridiculous like that. He should not win.
He's got fewer lines of dialogue in this film than Keanu Reeves does in a Keanu Reeves film. You know, Keanu Reeves just says, I am a man of few words. And that's it. That's his thing.
The villain, Tom Hardy, was great.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed him.
Yeah.
And I thought he should win something. Leo didn't do anything.
They'll win something for that bear scene. There's a scene where a bear mauls him.
Yes.
That was really quite amazing.
But that's what shuts him up for the whole movie.
Well, that right. But that's what they like. They like a true story. Off the Academy.
Yeah, the guy Glass, he's a real guy.
So they like a true story. They like good CGI, all of that. They like all of that trendy, you know, fancy movie stuff. And why it's so long? It's just so long. And it's really not very good, which tells you there's probably not that many great movies
no,
around.
There's although, not.
Well, Spotlight was so brilliant. I mean,
Spotlight's good.
We haven't done that.
Room's great.
Room is brilliant. Wonderful.
But if I was thrown in those conditions, if you put me in negative 20 degree temperatures, which it was, and you gave me a buffalo liver and told me to eat it, which he really did, and you took my shirt off and put all these scars on my body and made me eat a buffalo liver in 20 degrees, I could win an Oscar too. Because it's not acting at that point. You're really, really struggling. You're in horrible pain.
Buffalo liver sounds all right, as long as there's a bagel.
Smear it on there.
Little chopped liver.
Anyway, I just wanted to share my feelings on that.
Yeah, it's awful.
All right.
It's not awful. It's a film that you would watch and go, wow, that was... But the fact that it's going to be in the Oscars, that's what takes it to another level.
It was a very well-made film. It's a beautiful film. I just don't think Leo deserves an Oscar for grunting for 2 hours.
Correct.
Here's the sorbet of the day.
Okay.
In a wild transition.
Yeah, it's the sorbet of the day. It's if you, like me, wake up obsessing and stressing about the smallest of minutiae. Here's a sort of cleanser for your mental palate. It's a loofah for your loaf. And here it is, today's sorbet of the day. Just relax a little bit. Take it easy. Just think of nothing. Oh, no, you thought of something. Think of nothing. No, you thought of something again. Never mind. Let's just try it and see what you think.
What are you holding? What is this?
It's my little book of tips. Planning, here we go. Planning vacations is half the fun. So why not stay at home this year and plan too? Just as much fun, and it costs absolutely nothing.
That was the sorbet of the day.
I'm looking at the back of that book. It's got an elephant on it.
Yeah, it's good. It's my little Viz book of top tips.
Well done.
Yep.
Thanks. Here's new Rah Rah Riot. Absolutely is the name of the song.
93.5, your daily scramble news now.
All right, in local news this morning, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. Firstly, 3rd Street Hill is closed again today until 5:30. We'll keep you updated on when that could possibly be reopened. A local couple has contributed the largest gift the Laguna Beach Community Clinic has received to date to ensure the clinic's ongoing operations. The clinic announced this week that Bill and Sue Gross donated $1 million to the clinic's endowment fund over the past 2 years. They are longtime supporters of the clinic and have also helped fund daily operations and the teen clinic. Sue Gross, president of the Gross Family Foundation, says she toured the clinic a few years ago with her son Nick and was impressed by the volume of patients served and full spectrum of health programs provided. She says, like all residents of Laguna Beach, we want to see our community healthy, so investing in the clinic was a natural choice for us. The clinic serves more than 4,200 patients living and working in and around Laguna Beach.
Great.
Good.
It's great. The clinic is great.
And Bill and Sue Gross are...
They're great too.
Absolutely wonderful.
They are.
Let's look a little outside of Laguna Beach this morning for some national international stories. Two people were shot dead and three injured in what police call a very targeted attack at a camp for homeless people in Seattle. Authorities said no one has been arrested and they are looking for two persons of interest. The victims lived at the encampment known as the Jungle, south of downtown Seattle. One woman died at the scene and one man was brought to a hospital in Seattle and also later died. Police believe it was very targeted. Last November, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray declared a state of emergency regarding homelessness in Seattle and said he would pledge $7 million to the crisis. He said at a press conference, "I can't help but wonder that I act too late." He said the camp has been unmanageable and out of control for almost 2 decades.
Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, we have a homeless problem in Laguna and it's a constant and ongoing conversation, but we don't have those kinds of problems. So I just included that story just to sort of, you know, give a relative view of that.
Yeah.
It's expensive to fix these problems and complicated to do the right thing by homeless population. But if you don't, it gets out of control. And at that point, all the magnanimous and wonderful donors of money that you can muster up won't help. It has to be done at government level, and so they're trying to do it there in Seattle. Good luck to them.
Finally this morning, internationally, the U.S. Treasury has told the press that it considers Russian President Vladimir Putin to be corrupt.
Oh, that's such a disappointment to me, because I've really, for years, I've held him, you know, put him on a pedestal, held him aloft as a kind of beacon for democracy and kindness.
His spokesman told journalists that none of these questions or issues needs to be answered as they are pure fiction. Last week, a UK public inquiry said Putin had probably approved the murder of ex-spy Alexander Litvinenko. Litvinenko, of course, was poisoned in London with radioactive polonium in his cup of tea in 2006.
You know, when they did that, can you imagine, like, the order from Moscow came down, "We must kill this man." And they go, "How shall we kill him? I tell you what. We add insult to injury. These British, they love their tea. We will make mess of their tea. We put polonium in their tea. And then they will see how powerful we are."
I can't breathe.
Right?
So politically incorrect.
Yeah.
So funny.
The Brits are like, "In his tea? How dare you? This is an act of war."
Radioactive polonium.
I don't know what polonium
what
is.
What is that?
I don't know. It sounds like a sausage.
Don't do that, Putin. Don't put polonium in people's tea. Anyway, we're now admitting the U.S. Treasury says that the Russian president is corrupt, and we've known that for many, many years.
Yeah.
Cool. Now you know. That's your news today. Thanks to the Indy for the local stuff, and thanks to Jason Fetty for scouring the interwebs for the international stuff.
I love it.
Still to come this morning, USS, the band performing at KX Presents, will be on the phone, and Martha Redbone, soul singer, will be in the studio.
I'll give you all my heart.
Daily Scramble Live.
The band called Villagers, that's new music with Memoir. This is Daily Scramble Live on KX 93.5, bringing you the surf and weather from the supersonic surf shacky with Sly Dog. Good morning, man.
Good morning. This is Sly Dog from the Supersonic Surf Shack. Coming at you live and direct. Good morning there, Tyler. Welcome back there, bus ride buddy.
Thank you. Yeah, 2,500 miles, 10 states, 50 miles an hour, 6 days on a 30-foot yellow school bus. I'm back.
You did it. You survived. You survived the rednecks out there east of the I-5 where no life exists.
There's plenty of life. I just can't understand what any of them are saying. That's
alien life.
Pretty much how it went. You and Jason did okay while I was away?
Jason was on fire. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I ran into the super crew down at Rasta Taco getting their grind on. They were having a little power meeting down there and making sure the magic continued in your absence.
Yeah, and I discovered that the way you speak to us on the air, which is so cool and so Lagoon in California, you're like that in real life. You've got integrity.
What happens, I guess, when you grow up here in Laguna Beach?
That's right. It's not an act. Good for you.
What's going on out there today, Sly?
But yeah, the surf's picked up a little bit. Laguna is still getting a little shadowed by the Channel Islands, Catalina and stuff. So still going to be kind of small in town probably today. But yeah, south of here, I was looking at Salt Creek, and it's picking up down there and further north. So there's waves. The high tide's around 11 a.m. this morning at the 4.3, and then late afternoon around 5:45, we got a 0.5 high tide, so pretty low in the late afternoon. But the waves are picking up. We're supposed to have waves all weekend. It's looking like a beautiful day out there. I don't think it's supposed to get too windy. The water temp is still in the high 50s, so yeah, get your full suit out and enjoy the day out there.
All right, man. Sounds cold, but doable.
It's cold, but doable. We're used to it in the wintertime being surfers. If you got the right equipment, you're going to be feeling like you're in the tropics if you got a good wetsuit. So.
Cool. Anything going on for you this week? Any shows or whatever?
No, I just got a Grandma Doris Day for my passed away grandma, who was just awesome. We meet every year together, the family, and celebrate her just wackiness. And we all dress up in like her old clothes and stuff. And
what?
And the family just has some fun stuff, some Mexican food, some margaritas, and some laughs.
That's beautiful.
You dress up in her old clothes? What the heck kind of an event is this?
Yeah, she used to like rock this like cool like Olympia beer hat that she used to wear while she was fishing down on the Steel Beach Pier where she kind of grew up and stuff. And yeah, she was just this awesome artist. I mean, you kind of felt like she was from Laguna just by her wackiness and stuff. And but yeah, so I'm doing that with my family tonight. But other than that, just going to be looking to get my surf on.
Dude, that's the strangest, coolest thing I've ever heard.
I want to see a photograph of you in granny's pantyhose.
Grandma Doris Day. Yeah, we usually go to Ola Mondays, but Ola Mondays isn't there anymore.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
We're going to be making it maybe, I think, south to the Kappa Beach Ola Mondays, which is a lot of fun if you've ever been there. That place has got Mexican awesome artifacts all over the walls, ceilings, and stuff. So if you get out of town, check that Ola Mondays out. Awesome.
Yeah, 5 minutes out of town.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, that's Sly Dog. He does our surf and weather on weekday mornings here on KX93.5. And we do hope to see you tonight, Sly, or maybe some of your pals at KX Presents with a really cool band called USS at the Marine Room after 9 p.m. Cool?
Yeah. I'm going to drag my family down there. And
dressed in your grandma's clothes, please.
Yeah. Please, if you would. Yeah. Twin set and pull.
All right, Sly Dog, thanks very much, dude.
All right, bros, have fun. Shaka Zulu. You.
Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live. Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live.
It's your Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5. Hello, Tyler Russell's back.
Hey.
Yo.
Or am I?
Am
I still on a long highway in a 30-foot school bus
if
traversing
you are,
state after state?
If you are, then I've become really proficient at buttons twiddling. It's very clever. Now, you are famously, I should say, I don't know, what's the word? A wuss. When it comes to bodily functions and creepy crawlies, and your olfactory senses are very, very, let's make it sound good, that you're very sensitive. You're like a bionic man when it comes to that kind of thing.
I don't like...
the word wuss?
I don't like... No, that's fine. I'm very clean.
Yep.
I'm OCD clean. Mm-hmm. And you're right, I don't like bugs at all.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I think that's fine. And I'm not quite as OCD clean as you, but bugs, can't do it. I can't do the bug thing. Florida is a state that I hate to... I can't... It's, you know, those bug things. It's... Can you imagine living in a place where if you have a swimming pool, you have to build a great big gauze thing over it,
so the bugs don't get in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks.
No fun.
Nor do I want to sleep in a bed where you got to put the net over there and there's... No.
Somebody once said to me, Florida is just like California, only crap.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. A new study indicates that bed bugs... You don't want to think about this, man.
If we
knew about this stuff, we'd change our mattresses as often as we change our underpants.
I'm already getting the shivers.
I'm telling you. Bed bugs in the... I mean, I found out recently that 50% of poo is bacteria.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why do I need to know that?
50%. You must wash your hands. You must wash your... Oh, my gosh. It's just 50% of what you're looking at, atomically, in terms of the stuff it's made up of, is bacteria. It's crawling. And your body is crawling with bacteria too, good and bad, whatever. It's just, you don't want to know this.
Well, at least it's out of there.
I know. A new study indicates that bed bugs in the US have developed resistance to neonicotinoids. Neonicotinoids.
Uh-huh.
Nicotinoids. Must be a nicotine thing, right?
Okay, yeah.
So the really, I suspect the best way to keep bed bugs is to smoke a lot in bed. The most widely, please don't smoke in bed, by the way. The most widely used insecticide in the world, that's what these neonicotinoids are. Researchers found that the blood-sucking insects in Cincinnati and Michigan had dramatic levels of immunity to regular doses of the chemicals. To kill the bugs required concentrations 1,000 times larger than needed to eliminate non-resistant creatures.
So bed bugs are evolving.
They're evolving.
This is like a horror film.
Yep.
They're developing a resistance. Soon they're going to grow larger.
Yep. That's right.
They're going to become invincible.
By the 1960s, this had happened. In the 1940s, they used DDT, which killed the people as well as the...
Yeah.
Right. And then the 1960s, I'm reading this, the insects had developed resistance. They also became resistant to various other drugs and chemicals used to control them. So, yeah, it's really not nice.
But if you don't have bed bugs, you're still fine.
You do have bed bugs.
I do?
Yeah.
Everybody, no, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Everybody has them. Your bed is crawling
with these things.
When was the last time you changed your mattress?
No.
When was the last, you know, and it's with world travel, people traveling around the world and staying in hotels and all that stuff.
I was in the worst hotels on the trip.
Yeah. See? It's not a question of the worst. People, you know, stay in nice hotels, get bed bugs. You're supposed to change your mattress at least every 8 years, they say.
Yeah, it's been longer than that.
Yeah, most people are, because it's still working after 8 years.
Yeah.
You know, we've had our mattress for 5 years.
How do mattress companies make any money? On a side note, the markup on mattresses must be ridiculous.
It is. It is. A friend of mine once started a business doing it. It's insane. A mattress costs nothing. I mean, they're so cheap. It's a wooden frame. It's got a spring, curly springs in it. If you think about what's in it, you know, it's really cheap. The most expensive bit is the padding on the top.
Yeah.
But they're for nothing.
You sell them for $2,000 or more.
Right. Yeah. Your mattress is free, as they say.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so... And they have these days, Mattress Day, Memorial Day. That's what my cousin Martin calls Memorial Day, Mattress Day.
I just can't believe how many mattress stores there are and how many commercials there are for mattresses, and I haven't gotten a new mattress in eight years.
And mom and pop mattress stores as well. It's not like it's just big warehouses full of them. It's really a scam. Actually, the wooden bit's the box spring thing, isn't it? The mattress itself.
Let's start a KX mattress company.
Why don't we go into sort of, you know, home goods haberdashery. You know, the KX93.5 squeegee. The KX93.5 toilet cleaner. Why not?
Loofah?
Everybody needs them.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to use them all the time.
Yeah.
We start a whole thing like, and what we do is we get people, we get the interns to sell this stuff and we take a cut of their thing. What would we call a scheme like that? Yeah. Pyramid?
Yeah.
Ponzi?
Ponzi scheme. All right. Well, thank you for getting my mind off bed bugs at the last bit there.
Mm-hmm.
No thanks. I didn't like that story.
No, it's horrible.
At all. This is a fellow named Aiden Knight on KX93.5. All right, this is very important, Jason Fetty. My online Jeopardy practice test has begun. An American Legend is the subtitle of Laura Hildenbrand's best-selling book about this 1930s horse. Seabiscuit.
You can't say that, though. You did it wrong.
Who is Seabiscuit?
What is or who is Seabiscuit?
Camille Grammer is one of the Real Housewives of this place. Orange County, maybe? It doesn't tell you if you're right or not. Biology. Whether natural or acquired, it's the body's ability to resist certain diseases.
What is immunity?
Immunity. Yeah, definitely. What is immunity? I need to get used to saying that because I'm going to be on the show. These mountains on India's northern border have a name from the Sanskrit for snow abode. What are the Himalayas?
Yeah.
I'm going to be on Jeopardy. These nuts, chopped, are traditionally part of a Waldorf salad. What are almonds?
What are almonds? Yeah.
Killing it. World history. From 1964 to 1980, this country was known as Rhodesia.
What is Zimbabwe?
Thank you. Let's go on together. Can we do that?
Let's pretend we're conjoined twins.
He finished writing Paradise Lost in 1667. Oh, God, I should know this.
Who is Milton?
Is it Milton?
I can't remember.
It's embarrassing. We should know that one. This company introduced the Odyssey minivan in 1995. Odyssey. Honda, right?
Saturn? Sounds like it.
Sounds like a Honda.
Yeah.
What is Honda? All right. Finally, classical music. Tchaikovsky wrote this piece for the opening of a cathedral on the 70th anniversary of Russia's defeat of Napoleon.
Oh, my God. Tchaikovsky, I don't know.
The Nutcracker? I'm going with the
Nutcracker. The only one I can think of.
All right. It'll give me our results in a little bit. I'm taking the real Jeopardy test tonight.
My dad was on Jeopardy. Do you know that?
Was he really?
Yeah. And we made fun of him afterwards. We used to say things like, what is parenting?
How'd he do?
Terrible.
He didn't win.
Yeah, fell apart.
So the test, there's an annual test for Jeopardy, and tonight's the night that the test is. So I'm taking it, and if you do well on the test, you go to the in-person auditions, and then you get to go on the show.
And you get to be that guy that went on Jeopardy.
Yeah, exactly. And didn't win, certainly.
It's American Idol for brainy people.
I'm excited.
Non-musicians.
You wouldn't go on?
No. I don't think I'd do very well. Because in the moment, I just can't think of the stuff like Milton. You know, I don't know. Is it Milton?
I don't know. It hasn't told me yet.
Paradise Lost. Let's see.
I don't even remember the... Oh, yeah.
Paradise Lost.
I can type faster. I'm already there. Milton, you're right.
Hooray!
Milton. John Milton. Way to go.
Good.
Very impressed.
Thanks.
You should take the test.
No.
Okay. What's the real quick thing on the beach closure?
Oh, there's been a closure of beach. Hang on a minute. We should know more about this stuff, but we have to be honest that Tyler and I are not really beach goers. A 500 foot stretch of beach. Important to know this. At the end of Bluebird Canyon Drive, just here, right by the station in Laguna Beach, remained closed Wednesday after a sewage spill on Sunday. Ugh. A high tide Wednesday prevented Orange County Health Care agency officials from collecting water samples. So they're not. That's kind of boring. Laguna's water quality director, David Schisler, said the spill could have been prevented. It was from a private sewer pipe on the 1800 block of Catalina Street, forced waste up through a clean out, a capped pipe that provides access to a sewer line. Tree roots and sewage clogged the pipe near Rimrock Canyon Road, causing debris to seep through a manhole, blah, 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 blah. So it's the second time this has happened. Because, you know, our sewage system in Laguna is kind of old.
That's essentially the beach at Surf and Sand. It's right...
Is it?
Right south of Surf and Sand. It's between Pearl Street and Surf and Sand Hotel would be, I guess, what would be considered Bluebird Canyon Beach.
What is?
Because it's not Woods Cove. That's Diamond. And then we've got Pearl Street here. And then Bluebird's over there. Look this way. Bluebird's that way.
Oh, of course. It's Bluebird's over there. South of us.
That's right at Surf and Sand.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got confused with Diamond Street.
Yeah,
yes.
Diamond's over there. That's Woods Cove. Yeah. Anyone can see you pointing, but I saw you point the wrong direction.
It's the second time it's happened this year. Well, this year is very young, so.
Yeah. Could be serious.
Not nice. You don't want to be swimming around in sewage. It's worse than bed bugs. If that's the only thing that will kill the bed bugs.
Sewage.
Yeah.
Listener Vic texted in and reminded us that we got one of the Jeopardy questions wrong. It's walnuts in Waldorf salad.
Of course it is.
Not almonds.
When
which
you
I should
almonds,
have known.
I know. I nodded and said, yeah, okay, because you're my boss. And I feel like agree with you all the time. But it is walnuts. Of course it is, yeah.
Yeah, I should have known that as well.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in myself. Here's a new Weezer song. Their album, The White Album, comes out in a couple months.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be the best Weezer album ever.
Cool.
I already love the first two singles. We'll play a USS song coming up. We'll talk to the band USS, and Martha Redbone will be in studio after 9 a.m. Well, that's quite cool. The Kinks, 1966, dedicated follower of fashion.
If you were making a movie about the life of Michael Jackson, who do you think would play Michael Jackson in that film? Who would you pick? I know it's a difficult question off the cuff.
I've got it.
Go on.
Oprah Winfrey.
Great. That's very good. Do you know who's playing him in the film coming up?
Is it Oprah Winfrey?
Nope. It's Joseph Fiennes, who, when I last looked, excuse me, was white.
Yeah, he is white, isn't he?
Yeah, but so was Michael Jackson, so it's perfect.
Well, sort of.
Yeah.
USS is going to call in, specifically Human Kebab is going to call in at 9 a.m. He's the hype man DJ and one half of the band USS. The other member is Ash or Ashley.
Yeah.
They're performing tonight at Marine Room Tavern after 9 p.m. Their live show is supposed to be crazy. The dude plays a Guitar Hero guitar controller.
I know. They were in here before last year. It was mental. They're really great. They're a lot of fun. And if you look at YouTube videos, it's mayhem. Two of them create mayhem. It's going to be great.
Seriously, it's going to be awesome. Yeah. Zach Churchill is opening just after 9. USS or Ubiquitous Synergy Seeker will follow them right after that. It's $10 at the door. That supports our nonprofit station. But more importantly, gets you to see a band that, would never come to town.
No.
Ever. They're from Canada.
Yep.
So we're very, very lucky to have them in town.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight after 9 p.m. USS. So here is them performing their hit Yin Yang that we adore live in studio at KX93.5 when they ran through. So this is a little bit of what they'll sound like tonight at the gig, although this is a little acoustic-y.
Next to you, all evergreen, no histamine. All I really, really, really wanna do is zag around with you. Well, I got infinite ammunition coming out the yin yang. Oh, I got limitless stealth positions. Extract the champion. Whoa. Jungle on the way. All I really, really, really want to do is post up next to you. All trampoline, no submarine. Oh, all I really, really, really want to do is bounce around with you. Well, I got infinite ammunition coming out the yin yang. Oh, I got limitless stealth positions. Whoa, 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 whoa
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
Man, it gets us moving every time. That was the live recording of Ying Yang from USS, or Ubiquitous Synergy Seeker, as they did it live in our studio. And tonight you can hear a totally different version, a live full version of that at the Marine Room Tavern here in town. And to tell us about that gig, Human Kebab from the band USS is on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning, Laguna Beach.
Nice to have you, man. We are. I can't tell you how excited I am for tonight. I mean, I fell in love with you when we discovered you last year. I loved when you came to our studio the first time. You played a Guitar Hero controller, and it blew my mind. And tonight's show is going to be so fun, man. We can't wait.
Yeah, no, it's it was so humbling and relieving when we came to California in August, and we were on our way up from San Diego, and we heard that there was this alternative station in Laguna Beach that was going to start playing our single. And they were like, why don't we just stop by, bring in the turntable guitar? And just walking into your guys' studio and just like the colors coming in through the windows, like right on the strip there, and just the laid back vibe. Like it's the exact opposite of Los Angeles and Toronto, where we're from in Canada.
Yeah, that's what we try to do, man. And we're so happy that you dug it and that you got it and that we're still doing stuff together. I mean, it just worked out so perfectly that, I mean, you're usually in Canada, obviously, but you're in town tonight and we were able to make the show work. And it's fortuitous that we can keep working with you. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's so cool. Like, I mean, everywhere we go now, I mean, we can't stress the importance enough of radio and like how it props up and it endorses artists. Like, I mean, to Ash and I and our band, like it's been our lifeline for, you know, the last 9 years. And it's just like to be able to like work in conjunction with each other and give back in any way possible. And the fact that you guys want to play our music and then some people are going to show up in the Marine Room tonight blows our minds still to this day.
Yeah. Well, in Canada, that's pretty much how you got popular, was getting a lot of radio play and playing radio gigs. And, you know, it was a big foundation of your success, right?
Yes. Yeah, and it's, I mean, and it's starting to happen in the U.S., you know, like our first inroads were Detroit and the Buffalo area of Western New York, and, you know, like there's a station up in Detroit that started playing our song, This is the Best, and then they went to Yin Yang, and we went to Detroit, and we played in the Shelter, where Eminem started freestyling back in the 90s, and just the electricity of that alone, and then 300 people showed up, and it's just like, I don't know, if you have the right thing for people and they want to put it on the airwaves and then you just show up and you're yourself and you're real, like everybody's in.
Well, I really mean it when I say that I think Ying Yang was my favorite discovery of last year and one of the most electrifying songs we've ever played. You can ask anybody at the office how much I love that song, how much I love you guys. And it's off of the new album Advanced Basics, which came out now a little over a year ago, your third full-length album that people can pick up. So tell us a little bit about what the live show is like. So we just heard you playing Ying Yang in studio acoustically, but what's it like on stage tonight at the Marine Room?
So usually what we do is Ash sings and plays acoustic guitar, and I have turntables, multiple computers, Novation Launchpad, and I'm just like dropping the beats and sound, dropping the beats and sound and scratching records because, you know, I grew up being a DJ and I've always been into turntablism. So we're a different type of outfit. Normally we roll three of us with our drummer, but Ash and I, because it was last minute, we decided we got to do a show for Laguna Beach. So the three of us are going to come out and just like pound with energy and like random cuts and jumping around. I do a headstand scratch where I go upside down. Like, it's just, we try to be zany just because that's who we are.
I've heard nothing but crazy things, and that's why I'm so excited to see it tonight. Now, are you going to play the Guitar Hero controller turntable thingy?
No, because I actually have turntables.
Okay, good.
So, it was, so folks listening right now, that live version, that was the special Laguna Beach edition of Yin Yang featuring turntable guitar.
Okay, good. I'm just checking. I love that thing, and I'd love to see it again, but real turntables work for us as well tonight. Again, it's tonight after 9 p.m., Human Kebabs on the phone of the band USS. It's only $10 at the door, which is really quite a steal to see these guys. And it benefits our nonprofit radio station, which, as you heard Jay just talk about, is so important to him and to bands like him that we help promote. So that's why we're proud to do this show every month tonight at the Marine Room Tavern. Anything else you want to mention as we get ready for tonight's show?
Well, it's incredible because right now Ash and I are in the Los Angeles area writing songs for our new record. And we have a bunch of ideas swirling around from Canada, but we decided to come in the middle of our winter and try to create a process down here. And every single day has been absolutely fantastic. Like, the people have been, like, really wide open to what we're coming with. And, I mean, we come with an alternative rock approach, but we keep an open mind. And the fact that in the middle of this whole entire maelstrom, Laguna Beach wanted us to come down and play a show is just nothing short of a miracle.
Well, it was just about a year ago that you got a U.S. recording contract, right? Because formerly it was all Canadian. So are you starting to kind of migrate south with your music, you think, more permanently? Or
yeah, and the fact that, like, you know, for artists, up-and-coming artists nowadays, if you can work in conjunction with a record label down here, it opens the door to the wealth of talent, which is all over the United States. And, I mean, you know, Toronto's a massive city, and there's tons of creative people, and we've had major success there, but we decided to throw out the playbook this time and just see what, you know, like, basically the entertainment capital of the world was like for, you know, a two-piece Canadian alternative band.
Yeah, well, we're happy to be a small part of that, man. We can't wait for it.
No, thank you very much. The only show in our 2 weeks down here. So thank you to you guys.
Epic. Human Kebab of USS tonight, Marine Room Tavern, $10 at the door. Opener is called Zach Churchill, a local guy that we love. And then Ash cool. and Human Kebab will take the stage. So please do join us. I've never been more excited for a KX Presents show, and I hope everybody can make it out. So thank you, man. We'll see you later on, okay?
Thank you very much, guys. See you tonight.
All right, take care.
See ya.
Martha Redbone is a truly American rhythm and blues singer. I think that's right. She's part Cherokee, Choctaw, European, African-American. She's a real fusion of many things. And she's playing tonight, tomorrow, and the day after at the Sigerstrom Center for the Arts as part of their series there. She's got guitarist Alan Burles on guitar. She's live in the studio. She's going to play a song. Then we're going to chat when you're ready, guys.
Hear the voice of the bard, whose present, past, and future sees, whose ears have heard the holy word that walked among the ancient trees, calling the laughed soul and weeping in the evening dew. Starry pole and fallen light renewed. Oh earth, return. Arise from out the dewy grass. Night is worn and the morn rises from the slumberous mass. No more. Oh, why wilt thou turn away? The starry floor, the watery shore is given thee to the break of day. Oh, earth, return. Arise from out that dewy grass. Night is warm. no more till they break up day.
Shattering our assumptions about music in general and poetry and all that stuff. Don't forget to get on that mic, Martha.
Yes.
It's such a pleasure to meet you. And the music is... Did you write the music?
Yes, I wrote the music with my partner, my husband, Aaron Whitby. And we had a little help with the lyrics from William Blake.
Right. Well, it's not a bad collaboration. I mean, William Blake, let's face it, he's out of copyright, isn't he?
That helps.
Nobody's collecting.
Someone is.
Well, and it ain't me. That's really great. So the poems of William Blake, most people I'm sure not familiar. I mean, I don't even remember, because I'm British, so I remember Jerusalem from school.
Well, they made us study in school. You know, they started with Tiger, Tiger, Burning Bright in about the sixth grade.
See, I'm completely...
Yeah, I remember that one.
Tiger, Tiger, Burning Bright. Yeah, definitely. And then you revisit it again in like the eighth or ninth grade with... what do you do then? You have a couple more. I can't remember which ones they made us do. But what I do remember was in college studying Jerusalem. And there are some universities who actually spend terms studying Jerusalem.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So it's pretty cool. At that time, you know, you kind of just, you know, when you're in school, you just study enough just to pass the exam. And then you say, good, thank God that's over. And then it kind of came back to haunt us. And when Aaron and I were working on this album project, we decided to make this roots project, which was, you know, basically paying homage to my family in Kentucky, because we're from Appalachia, we're a coal mining family, and we lost so many of our elders. We thought it would be a really cool idea to kind of honor this amazing culture of people in these hills, and then Aaron rediscovered this anthology, you know, this collection of works on our shelves. And he said, oh, a couple of these might be cool to maybe set to some mountain music. And then we ended up going through about 150 poems and then got inspired by at least 50 of them that really spoke to me about the land and, you know, very similar to England as well, you know, these rolling hills. And then also the language is something that I had imagined, you know, my great-great grandmother kind of reading in church, you know, a lot of these and thou arts and the kind of mysticism and then also the messages, which I thought was so cool.
Well, it's beautiful language, and I'm surprised that Americans... Tyler says he studied a bit of Blake at school.
I remember that one.
Oh, yeah.
Tiger, Burning Bright. Oh,
yeah.
I mean, he was unsung as during his own lifetime, as I remember.
That's right.
And it's only later that his work became really famous. He was an engraver, I think.
He was an engraver, yeah, and as well. He had, in fact, we have my father-in-law is an antiquarian bookseller, and we've got... He gave us this beautiful, you know, first editions of Gay's Fables.
Wow.
That have 11 original.
Fantastic.
Of Blake.
Wow.
Beautiful.
So this is really a kind of... You're so kind of you've a cultural mix in your background. Native American, some England. You lived in England for some years as well.
Yeah,
so currently, sort of in your own lifetime, have moved around the world a little bit. And now you're singing the works of William Blake to American roots music. Do you ever sort of wonder where you are, or do you feel quite centered?
Right here.
Do you?
I always know exactly where I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think part of what I really like about the poems and why they spoke to us was because, you know, the messages in the poems, he wrote these poems over 200 years ago. And at that time, you know, we were at the height of transatlantic slavery.
Yeah.
There was war all over the world. Here we are in 2016.
Not much has changed. No, that's right.
You know, there was a cry for peace. You know, he wanted, you know, this peace for mankind. He wanted people to have compassion for each other in the world. He thought the idea of slavery was absolutely disgusting, and he was disgusted with, you know, with the
slave trade.
Yeah, the slave trading and the church and all of that. And then also he questioned the idea of organized religions.
Right.
He didn't necessarily think it was a great thing. He really didn't get it when all of this war and all this other stuff was going on. So these poems that we chose were about that, about those very things.
Yeah.
Because, you know, back in where we grew up in those hills in Kentucky, it was just kind of the same thing. You know, religion was very strong. There was a lot of mysticism with it. You know, I come from the land of snake worshiping, you know, you know what I mean? And so there's a lot of that stuff and a lot of rules and regulations about what you're not supposed to wear and what things mean and what other people think and how, and any single thing that you did wrong, you were going to burn in hell. You're going to burn in hell for
right.
that.
Yeah,
you
know, so free thinking, not really.
Yeah. So
acceptable.
Those poems really spoke to me. You know, and like I said, this is in our time, and all of these things are still going on when I was a kid and are still going on there today.
Yeah. So these poems really spoke to you from that point of view. And he comes back, Blake, over the years.
Over and over.
You know, in the 60s, I think that he was quite influential on the sort of early hippie movement and
That's
Ginsberg
right.
and right. Alan Watts, and those dudes, the
yes.
Buddhists,
yes.
American Buddhists.
Yes.
Well, we could, you know, this is 10 o'clock in the morning in Laguna. We could really get into William Blake. But it's the music that really speaks immediately to people, you know. And your, you know, fantastic voice and Al's playing guitar. And would you play us another song for, you know,
sure.
to remind people of what we're doing here?
Yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to kind of switch it up a little bit because, you know, well, first of all, I want to give a shout out to my sister Toshi Regan.
Yeah,
and I talked to her the other day.
Yeah,
and it's also her birthday today. Happy birthday, Toshi!
Happy birthday, Toshi Regan.
But I always celebrate her and her family, Dr. Bernice Johnson Regan, because they were she was one of the original freedom writers, and with this also coming up on Black History Month, is speaking about a lot of things that are also included in our set tonight. And some of the things we talk about is, you know, freedom for all people, freedom for all mankind. And a lot of that is because of the great work that her mom did. And and also I was very lucky enough to be able to perform with Pete Seeger on many causes, you know, as well. And also with Toshi. So I want to do this tune that was written in 1964, recorded in 1964 by the Staple Singers. And it's about making change in the world, and it looks like with all the things going on where we could have, you know, scary people running our country very soon if we're not careful.
Right, well. Yeah.
And I think people need to learn a bunch of songs. I've been trying to teach our audiences particular songs that they might need when they're doing protesting and sit-ins and peaceful protests. So this is one of them, and it's called A Long Walk to D.C. to Make That Change.
All right, let's remind people,
Martha
Redbone in studio with AB on guitar. She's tonight at Sagerstrom Center for the Arts in Costa Mesa, as well as tomorrow and Saturday. We'll tell you where you can get tickets coming up. She's live in studio.
Long walk to D.C., but I got my walking shoes on. Can't take a plane past the train, cause my money ain't that long. America, we believe, oh, that you love us still. People, I'm gonna be on there, marching up that hill. I said it's a long walk to D.C., but I'm on my way. Yes, I am. It's a long day. I know it's a whole lot of rocks and rails till I make it there. Should have been gone yesterday, but today I'm leaving here. I gotta dine to buy some coffee. I gotta dine to buy me a cake. I gotta see the president. No matter how long it takes, it's a long walk to D.C., but I'm on
Fantastic. Great stuff. Long way to DC. You played in DC. You played for the president.
Yes. Yes.
Tell us about that.
We played for the president who could not get to us. So we played for a lot of people who were waiting for the president to come. You know, there were about 10 balls, I think, going on, and he didn't like our balls. He didn't come to our balls.
Sorry to hear that, Martha.
Yeah. How do you feel about the president's balls?
I like them very much.
I think they've sagged over the years. Yeah, have you seen pictures of him since, like, in 2004
you know
to
what?
Today?
That's
he's
what
really
it does
aged.
To you.
He's aged.
Well, you know what Bernie Sanders is going to look like in 8 years? Think about that for
Leave
a second.
Bernie
the picture
alone.
Of Dorian Gray. No, I love Bernie and I love the president,
no,
and I'm not afraid to say it.
Yeah, I think
as people listening
I think,
know.
You know, when you look at the photos of all of the presidents who've served two terms, when you see how they look in the beginning and how much they've aged, the amount of stress, you know, representing all of the things that they've tried to fight against,
yeah.
and maybe
takes its toll.
Couldn't win the battles either, and then they still have to represent it. You know, that's really. That's a tough job for anybody. I mean, if you look at me in 8 years from the time I had my child to what I look like now with 8 years of not sleeping.
Right. We've all got a picture of Dorian Gray in our attic, but it looks really good.
That's right.
It's the opposite of the original, you know, the book.
That's right.
But, yeah, no, he does. It's certainly taken its toll. I think that's a good thing. I think it should.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard work.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do it.
No. Definitely not.
I know you want me to do it, but I'm not doing it. I know there's a lot of pressure on me to be president.
Hey, Jace, would you like to play a lighthearted game with Martha?
Come on, then.
Let's do it. So let's do this one. Hang on. Let me press the right button.
Name. It's time for Indie Band Name or... I don't know.
All right, Martha, this game's called Indie Band or Whatever. Okay.
You didn't hear it because you've not got headphones on, but it's Indie Band Name or...
So we're going to give you an obscure phrase, okay? It's either the name of a weird indie band, or in today's game, it'll be a craft brew. It's either a craft beer or an indie band.
Okay.
Okay, so you just have to use your best guess. You're going to play against Jason,
play
who does
against
not,
me,
who does
I'm
not
very
know the
competitive.
Answers.
And I'll be giving away my age.
Are you ready? Well, it doesn't matter. We don't know any of these bands.
Okay. Yeah,
all these beers. All right. I've been sober a long time.
Sorry to hear that.
Indie band or craft beer. Throbbing Gristle. Is Throbbing Gristle...
Throbbing Gristle is the name of a band, for
all
sure.
All right, Martha, what do you think?
I think it's a beer.
It is a band. One point to Jason Fetty.
Do you know what? That's the first time in all the time we've been playing this game, I've heard of that band, Throbbing Gristle.
You've heard of Throbbing Gristle?
I think they're a 60s, like, British psychedelic band. Something.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, Martha, you'll answer this next one first. Ready? Indie band or craft beer? Virgina. Is Virgina an indie band or craft beer?
I'm going to say beer.
Jason?
Virgina.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's a beer.
It is a beer. You're
yes.
both right.
It's a beer. We've had Virgina.
It's too predictable.
Throbbing Gristle. This is getting weird.
All right. Indie band or craft beer, Jason Fetty. Aardvark Spleen. Is Aardvark
it's a
Spleen.
Beer.
Martha?
Beer.
It is a band.
Oh,
Aardvark Spleen
oh
is
my
a
terrible
band.
Name for a band.
Sorry, you guys.
And it's a terrible name for a beer.
You both lost that. It's just a bad name.
Anything with spleen in it,
in
I don't want to drink.
All right. Indie band or craft beer. I have a feeling Martha's going to like this one. Disco Tits.
That's a good one.
Disco Tits. Martha, you're first.
Disco Tits sounds like a band.
Jason?
I'll say beer just to be contrary.
It is a band, all right.
It's a band, Disco
yes.
Tits.
Disco Tits.
That's pretty good.
It's tied 2-2. This will be the championship tiebreaker. indie band or craft beer, Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln. Is that an indie band or a craft beer, Jason?
Band.
Martha?
Beer.
For the win, it is a band. Jason Fetty.
Yeah! I've never won before.
No, he really hasn't.
Thank you. I've never won.
He's never won.
You know,
well, if there's anyone who you would definitely win to, it's me.
I've done this. I've joined a new band. I'm always joining bands, but I've joined a band of guys who are not musicians. And I'm not a bass player, so I'm playing bass.
Oh,
never played a bass before. Never picked
it's
one
fun,
up.
Isn't it?
So it's totally fun. Last night we were doing In a White Room, down, 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 and it's just you know a little rundown.
What's
on the
name
the bass.
Of the band?
That's what I'm getting to. The name of the band is Horse McCartney. Good, isn't it?
Horse
McCartney.
That's
I don't know where, I think.
Not whores.
No.
No.
He pronounces his R's strange when he does. Oh, no, he tries to do an American accent. Yeah.
Horse.
Horse McCartney.
Horse McCartney,
isn't it?
That's hilarious.
And it's not horse as in, like, you know, H-O-A-R-S. No. It's horse. Horse. H-O-R-S. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Martha is doing a little giddy-up thing with her hands to show me that she knows what I mean.
That's Martha Redbone in studio, the Martha Redbone Roots Project, tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at the Samueli Theater. Tickets are $25, Sagerstrom Center for the Arts. You can go to scfta.org to get your tickets online. And Martha, we really do thank you for coming down and taking some time.
Thank you
with
so
us
much.
This morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
guys.
Yes. And thanks to the is it Sagerstrom or
Sagerstrom?
I can't say it. The Sagerstrom Center for the Arts, because they're putting on some really cool stuff. And they're, you know, Irvine. What are you going to do?
Costa Mesa.
Putting Irvine
I got
to shame.
You.
I'll get my coat.
I'll show myself out. AB, awesome guitaring over there
as well.
Yeah,
thanks, mate.
Nice job, buddy. All right, see everybody soon.
Daily Scramble Live. Daily Scramble Live.
It's heartfelt, isn't it?
Mm. Feeling it.
God.
Hey, nice to be back to normal today.
I'm glad you're back.
Normal routine.
Yep.
No more highway for me.
I know. Well, are you still rattling from the journey on the bus?
As they say, life is a highway.
Who says that?
I'm going to ride it all night long.
Really? Who does
you
say that?
You don't know that song?
No, it was a quote.
Life is a highway. I don't know. I'm
going to ride it all night long.
There you go.
Yeah, you see, I do know, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, I drove a school bus across the whole country, and now I'm back. So, cool.
Great.
Good show today. Martha Redbone was here. USS called in. Please, for the love of God, do not miss that show tonight.
No, really going to be great. In fact, I think we have some tickets to give away, and I will do that in the next 2 hours.
Excellent. USS is from Canada. They're very big over there. They're just making waves here in the United States. They've got the big song, Ying Yang, that we adore. And tonight, along with Zach Churchill at Marine Room Tavern after 9 p.m., tickets $10 at the door, benefiting our nonprofit station. It's our monthly KX Present show. Please come. Please
don't
come.
Miss that. They've got infinite ammunition coming out the Ying Yang. Do you think you spent more time on a school bus in the last week than you did in your entire school career?
Absolutely.
Do you?
Yes, 100%.
Hard to work out.
No, it's not for me. It's easy.
Okay.
All right, Jason Fetty, thank you. Daily Scramble Live. I'm Tyler Russell, and I'll show myself out.
And I will get my coat. See you in a minute.
This is DJ Rattlin' Rick, spinning the most golden...